What's up, guys? Today we want to speak about how to create content in an easy, unstressful way without having to spend a shit ton of money to create engaging content and without over planning and stressing out too much about showcasing your talent. Because that's really what it is about. You have to become visible as a performing artist so that you can build trust with those who might book you or hire you for certain jobs. So it's very important that your profile doesn't look like whatever you're doing is just a hobby. It needs to look like a profession. So you have to step your game up. It has to look a little bit better than what 80% of the people out there who just have dance, singing, or acting as their hobby. And you can easily do that by just getting the basics right. So first of all, you want to get into lighting. Lighting is such an important thing when you're taking videos. And by just getting to know a few basics like three-point lighting, how to work with daylight also, you can just search that on YouTube and you will find a lot of content on that. So I don't have to explain that right now because, to be honest, I'm not a professional filmmaker, but by just getting into these topics, your video quality will improve and skyrocket in no time. So really make sure you do that. Then, of course, the editing. You can do so much on your phones today. You can use, I personally use apps like InShot, but also CapCut. And these are few apps I use for cutting, for adding some text, or CapCut especially I do use for motion tracking. Because static perspective is a little bit boring for dance stuff. And since I'm a choreographer and professional dancer, I tape dance a lot. If you're a singer or an actor, however, I'd also recommend to get into that. But then the next thing is also very important, which is sound. You can get a microphone for your phone. There are different types, but you can get a pretty solid one for 25 to 30 euros already, which is not a lot of money, and especially not if you see it as an investment. You invest into your visibility, you invest into your craft and into becoming more visible and displaying your show, your talent. So these are the three things that really upgraded my game. Then, of course, you can also read a little bit of on how or from which angles to shoot, and maybe get an app where you can put in some manual settings about the frame rate and the color grading and whatever. But that's already like two or three steps more into the game. The next thing that you can do to make this less stressful is, besides of gaining this knowledge and these skills, to implement it more naturally into your daily routine. Meaning, if you are teaching, when you're teaching or when you're taking classes, to just use that material that you are practicing to maybe not shoot it in the class environment right away, but you can take that piece and then up the game by just adding a few more elements. Maybe figure out a nice background or a nice location that matches your outfit, for instance, or create a nice vibe if you're a singer and you're rehearsing a singer-songwriter song, something that's a little bit more intense from the emotional aspect perspective, then maybe dim the lighting, maybe light up some candles or stuff like that. So by thinking about all these different things, outfits, locations, the general mood, that's also one thing more than the regular student would do who shares just simple class footage. Not saying class footage is not good enough, but we want to think about how to implement this into your life. You can also start to scout locations on a regular basis. So instead of just going or driving your ways to wherever you're going, you can always keep an eye out for nice spots, for nice locations where you could go. And at some point in time, there will be the right moment or the right material for the right location. And by just having a lot of locations in mind, that will really help you as well to be just fast and to not have to stress out to actually have to search something as soon as you have material. When everything is ready, your camera set up, you have a lot of locations that you could go to, you have a little tripod that you can film yourself with, then it becomes a no-brainer to simply say, okay, today I'm taking 15 minutes and I'm creating some nice content, maybe even two or three pieces. So I'm bulk producing or producing in bulk so that I don't have to do it on a daily basis or every other day, but I can just do it once a week or so and I have enough content for that whole week then. So these are a few more tips right there. What else can you do to make this simple? I personally have a journal where I gather all the ideas of things that I want to create. Right now I also have a whiteboard exactly in front of myself where I'm looking at like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different content ideas for content that I want to create for this, for our Showbiz Coaching Media. And every time I have an idea, I put it there. And it's also really important to constantly get inspiration. It doesn't have to be from your own discipline. Of course, you can also watch a lot of social media and just hop on trends and challenges and stuff like that. But you can also just gather some ideas in your journal, for instance. Maybe you're reading something and two lines really stick with you and you think about how you could express that in like a monologue or something when you're acting, or how you listen to a song and you want to save it for freestyle later. Because when you're just feeling like, oh shit, I missed a deadline, I have to create content again, and then you have to start from zero, like you have no piece of music, you have no location, you have no outfit, you have no camera set up, then it really becomes stressful to create content on a consistent basis. But if you eliminate all these factors, this becomes a no-brainer and you will be able to become very visible and also with a high quality. And nobody really expects you to pull off movies. You can just start at some point. Chances are very likely that if you're just having a few hundred or thousand followers, basically that means nobody in this world really knows you. And from your followers, just a few people will really see what you have done from based on your algorithm. So you can try a lot and you can just start at some point, and people will always be really amazed if you're able to improve yourself in a short period of time. So you don't have to be perfect, or you don't have to put out perfect stuff. You can just start at some point, and that is like your base, your marker, and then you can work your way up video after video and improve. And people will really value that you're improving and that you're putting in the work, and that your whole production quality becomes better and better. And then over time, of course, you will also have jobs, and you can document these jobs again, share some behind the scenes, and that also will become very interesting content. Then you can share the results of your jobs, and everything just becomes an upward spiral. But in the first place, you have to start somewhere. You have to display your talent, and that's what I want to encourage you to do, starting right now, basically. That's it for today. If you need more advice, if you want the certain push to level up in your career, to book more jobs, to get more castings, inquiries, and to really understand the performing arts industry, I highly recommend to head over to www.showbiz-coaching.com. Book yourself a free consultation so we can talk about what you want to do in your career and how to get there, and how a collaboration between you and us could look like. I hope this has helped, and see you for our next episode. Bye bye.